Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, special day today. Special day. It's my radio birthday. It's a big day. Big day. January 9th is a huge, huge day for me in my history. And it gives me a chance to still use my New Year's Eve toys that I have, which I still haven't been able to kind of play with because New Year's Eve kind of ended too quick. So I get to still play around with my New Year's toys. But I'm really, really happy that I made it this far. 14 years I've been in radio. 14 years. And some of you guys have been listening to the show for 14 years. I'm blown away. I don't even listen to myself, honestly. But some of you guys have been there from the beginning, and I just think it is so, so cool. So I just had to spend a quick second just thanking everybody. Because honestly, you guys, I wouldn't be here if you weren't listening. And you guys have choices. I mean, you could get into your car and then shut the radio off. You could take the earbuds out. You can, you know, not listen online, but you do. And because you do, I still have a job. I still have a radio career, and I am so grateful that I'm grateful to Genesis Communications Network. They made this show happen. They make the show happen every day. I'm grateful to my producers. We got Daniel, we got Jason, we got everybody there, George and Kyle, and just, you know, Ted Anderson, really, really grateful. Grateful for everybody at iHeartRadio, at KDWN, and all my affiliates. This all started basically at KLAV. So big shout out to them, where 14 years ago, they had a Saturday spot they could give me to answer medical questions. And my very first show, it was fascinating. My very first show, I was nervous. So I called my friend's dad, Larry. We called Papa Larry, and may he rest in peace. And I called him, and I was driving to the studio going, I'm nervous. I'm nervous about this. Because, you know, my dad, I don't have my dad anymore. And I just needed a dad to call. And he was like, you're going to do fine. You're going to do good. Don't worry about it. And I had my whole show typed. And I read my very first show. I just read it off. I just read it off the paper. And it, and I'm like, let me just do this. I'm not going to mess it up. Well, I have messed it up. 14 years, trust me. I have done a lot of mess ups. But you know what? I'm blessed, and being able to be a woman who can speak freely and not have to worry about the government coming after me or any nefarious, you know, individuals who want to silence me. Yeah, there's silencers out there, and our freedom of speech is really at risk, one of the highest it's been in recent history. But I'm still so grateful every day that GCN could allow me to get on this microphone and talk. And you know, people always say, well, radio is going to die. Radio. I was told that in 2009. Why are you going into radio now? Radio's dying. It's not dying. It's not. Radio will never die. And the reason why is you see what's happening with Hollywood and TV, and you see how there's all these kind of rules and restrictions and check the boxes. And, you know, with radio, yes, you know, you can't cuss. There's, you know, FCC violations and that you are restricted in a certain way. But radio allows us to be real. And this is where people go for realness. You know, tell us what the hell is going on. You know, even if it's your opinion, it allows us to be real. You know, I'm a big fan of Brad Pitt. I think he's a fantastic actor. But what we get from him is his script. Now, maybe he wrote his script, but it's scripted, it's edited, there's makeup. With radio, it's raw. And people want raw. And as we're
struggling in the entertainment industry and in the education sectors and in the journalism sectors with filtering and bias and all that, radio is the only place, or podcasting or streaming, where people can be raw. And it's, I think people need that, because otherwise you forget what humans are supposed to be. Okay, humans don't all look like Margot Robbie, hey, and Michael Fassbender. Okay, humans look like me, you know, where if I don't work on it, I only have one eyebrow, right? You know, where I could have food in my teeth, where I make cackle, or, you know, and it's when you want to go for realism, you go to radio. And so all those haters and all those deniers and all those people that say, oh, radio's going to die, or we lead to silence, no, you don't. And this isn't, you know, there might be some people saying stupid stuff on air, but this is where I think you can get a good education. And we don't try to, I don't know about other radio hosts, but we don't try to manipulate. We don't try to tell you to think like ours. This is where we give an opinion. And radio, how I was trained, is you give people food for thought. You're supposed to do the thinking. You're supposed to come up with your opinion. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care if you get the vaccine or not. I don't care if you decide to take my advice and get a mammogram or get colon cancer screening or lay off the sleeping pills or, you know, let your kids have their temper tantrum, you know, without spoiling them. I just want to give you food for thought. It's my opinion. I am one doctor. Doctors might agree with me. Doctors might disagree with me. But this is my opinion. I also like to give you guys the news because there's so much of it. And I like to at least, you know, get you guys up to date. If you are going to listen to my show for 3 hours a day, I want to make sure you're not missing anything that happens. But just never listen to anybody or watch a show as that's how you have to live your life. All right? That's not our job. Anybody who has a podcast or a show says, okay, you need to do this. This is how you do it. That's wrong. We're supposed to give an opinion if we have one. And we're supposed to maybe offer some guidance. But it's on you. It's your decision. It's your decision. If you want to move, it's your decision. If you want to eat right, it's your decision. If you want to go to the, you know, I don't know, Washington, D.C. and pick it. This is your decision, not for any of us to be saying what's an absolute truth. So, you know, God bless you guys for, and, you know, everybody in my field and career that helped me. Shout out to Talkers Magazine, who's been supportive and All Access. And I miss Al Peterson. May he rest in peace. Lost a lot of people over my career, you know, who's up in heaven now. But I'm looking forward to another 14 years. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And again, big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, we want to hear from you at 1-877-DOCDALLY or 1-877-DOCDALI. So as a medical student, I learned day one, actually as a volunteer and a pre-med student, that the healthcare system will only work if you have your nurses. And the nurses are the backbone of the healthcare system. They always have been and they always will be. And you don't dink with the nurses. You don't mess with their pay. You don't mess with the time they need to regroup. You don't mess with their patient overload. These nurses understand the inner workings of the system. They understand the patient better than the doctor that might just come in for 5 seconds and say hi. You don't screw with the nurses. And these nurses are exhausted. And you know, when you interview for medical school, Back then, they would say, well, you know, if you really love medicine so much, then why don't you become a nurse? And, you know, medical students would panic because they didn't want to say, well, it was for the money, or it was for the doctorate, or it was for the... But I think a good answer would have been, because I don't want to be treated like crap, underpaid, and not get the credit where credit's due. That's why I don't want to become a nurse. They are under-treated, under-respected, underpaid, and overworked. That's why I want to be a doctor. That would be an honest answer, but wouldn't get you into medical school, but it would be honest. Then, oh, well, because, you know, I want to help people, but I want to help people in a different fashion. Yeah. If you want to help people, then be a nurse. We need nurses. So when I heard that nurses were striking again, and different hospital systems have struggled with this, I wasn't shocked. I know some people are like, oh, how could they, the patients? I'm like, because nobody's listening. Nobody's listening to them. So if you notice, some of these nurses in New York that are striking are holding up pizza signs. Do you guys know why? We've been told that every time the nurses, right, would have some issues or feel fatigued or whatever, the bosses get them pizza. Pizza isn't enough. So over 7,000 nurses have gone on strike in New York City. These are from two of their largest hospitals, Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx and Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan. And this is going to cause disruptions in emergency room visits, childbirth. The walkout began today at 6 a.m. And the New York State Nurses Association, which represents workers, said the group is being forced into the drastic step because of chronic understaffing that leaves them caring for too many patients at a time. And in medicine, you are told that the second you think you are going to be overwhelmed in terms of numbers and you can't do, because you can't be half-assed. You know, with every patient, you got to be 100%. The second you feel like you can't do that, you have to be able to voice it. I mean, when I was a resident, it was overwhelming. You had to just take on the load and, you know, but nowadays you have to mention something, just like with the border. If these border hospitals and medical centers are overwhelmed, you got to ship the migrants to hospitals in areas that aren't as overwhelmed. It is your duty. You have to move the patients. Now, you have to do it ethically. You have to do it caringly. But you cannot be overstaffed, overwhelmed. That's going to limit patient care, and it's going to be your fault. So if a nurse is only, let's say, supposed to have 4 patients on a roster, and she has 6, she has to say something. Because if anything goes wrong with that patient, it's on her. It's on the hospital, and the patient could get hurt. The problem is we still have a major labor shortage. Being a nurse is not very fun. When I was a physician, I was grabbed at and grabbing boobs and butts and people trying to hit you when they're coming down off their narcotics or their alcohol or whatever, calling you sugar boobies and all the other nasty things that I can't say on air. These nurses, I just got that for a couple years. These nurses have gotten that their whole career. Not to mention, many of them got fired for not having the vaccine. That was a big bunch of BS. They were on the front lines. They had exposed themselves to COVID. When people are dying, they came to work in January and February and March of 2020. They obviously have some immunity because they survived working these shifts in the thick of early COVID. And then just to get fired or to see their friends get fired over a vaccine mandate, nurses have learned that nobody has their back. And there were doctors online bragging about canning their nurses for not getting the vaccine. And I'm like, you're bragging about it? Your nurse who has busted their butts for you and your career and your office and your patients, you're letting them go because you don't want to do a blood test to check their antibodies? And you just want to go with, we're just going to fire and go with the mandate? If I was a nurse, I would be like, what the hell am I doing in this field? But they come back. And they come back because they're there for the patients. Now, are the patients appreciative? Some are. write notes, send flowers, send thank you notes. Many aren't. I got this bill. No, don't be giving me that. I want more medicine. I want you. What took you so long? I mean, a nurse needs to go to the bathroom once in a while. Nurses are plagued with UTIs because they never get to... I couldn't pee when I would be working my 36-hour shift. You have to hold it and hold it and hold it. I mean, let the nurse pee. Let the nurse go potty. Let the nurse eat. So with this strike, I don't know if the strike is going to work, because if a hospital could have enough staff, you'd think they would, unless they're just not offering enough pay, or they're choosing not to because they've lost so much money throughout COVID, people not paying their bills. You know, I told you guys, when people don't pay their bills, and when inflation rises, and who gets hurt? Employees. Employees get cut. Now, I understand hospitals got a lot of money during COVID, depending on the codes and the government saying, look, we understand people are going to come in, not pay the bills. If it's COVID-related, we have that covered. But many patients don't pay. I had to wipe off hundreds of thousands of dollars from my office because people wouldn't pay when I closed my office down. And I will never reopen my office because people don't pay. So if people don't pay or they can't pay, how is that hospital supposed to hire more staff? You know, and how are you going to attract more staff? Even if you pay them a lot of money, there's only so much somebody wants to deal with. You know how doctors and nurses would come home and respiratory tests, and people would come home and they would have to sleep in the garage so they wouldn't give their family COVID? You know how many times I've been exposed to tuberculosis and HIV and hepatitis and COVID and all? You know, I put my family at risk when I come home. Thank God I don't have anything. But these are things that the staff have to think about. And there's a lot of them retiring early. I think I heard that 100,000 left, just 100,000 RNs. We didn't even talk about LPNs, MAs, CNA. 100,000 RNs, I heard one statistic, left in 2021. Okay, we need more staff. We keep talking about how we need more doctors. We need more staff. I can't tell you how many times I was at a hospital or working at a hospital and they were told beds full. Well, I go up to the 5th and 6th and 7th floors and they're completely empty. Well, the reason why is if you don't have any staff, you can't put a patient in a bed if there's no staff there to help. So if you guys are hearing, well, the hospital's full, is it full because of every bed being taken, or is it full because they only have X amount of staff? So what do we do? Well, as people, it's tricky. I mean, you know, one is if you do have a hospital bill, you know, maybe offer to pay $5 a week towards it. Maybe offer to try and pay part of it if you can, rather than just giving them the middle finger. If nurse does take care of you, say we thank you. We appreciate you. You know, don't give them crap. Don't grab at their boobies or their butts. Okay, that was really rude when you guys did it to me. It's not cool. And I'm going to tell people, no, you know, just you're going to get the guy, right? And I'm going to do the orders, and then I'm going to have him, because I got to protect myself. So, he'll give you your, I guess, your medication or your TLC. But we'll see what happens. But, you know, we are in the thick of flu, COVID, pneumonia, RSV. And for nurses to strike now, it means they're exhausted, overwhelmed, fed up. We need to figure this labor shortage out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. His visit to the southern border done. President Biden is now in Mexico City. He's meeting with the leaders of Mexico and Canada for the next 2 days. Back in Washington, the House under new Speaker Kevin McCarthy meets, and its first order of business is approving new rules for the new session. Among them, allowing just a single member to call for a vote to remove the Speaker. Longtime McCarthy supporter, Kentucky Representative James Comer, tells Fox News he's not worried.
I don't believe that there'll ever be any serious threat to Kevin McCarthy's speakership.
Critics say McCarthy gave hardline Republicans too much power to win the job. Federal help's on the way to California, which is dealing with another strong storm. The president has approved the Golden State's emergency request. Wall Street is building on Friday's rally. The Dow's risen by as much as 300 points at times. That's about 1%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of you have had questions, and I'm going to love to have you call in, but we'll read some of them. One of you had asked, how long is the bivalent vaccine working? Another one of you have asked, should you get any booster shot if they're not working? Some of you have had some questions on the new booster. Of course, we'd love to hear from you at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So, first and foremost, how long does the immunity last with the new bivalent shot? Remember, the new bivalent shot is the COVID-19 plus BA4, BA5 Omicron variants. It is something that I had been anticipating, not because I thought it was going to be the end all to the COVID outbreak, but because I was just a little nervous that we kept giving boosters of the older wild-type vaccine, and we were already into year three. Now, a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine found that the protection of the new bivalent shot lasted at least a month. Now, they said at least a month because the study only measured a month. So that doesn't mean you only get 4 weeks protection. We have to be a little careful with that. Previous studies had said that the immunity will last 4 to 6 months. Now, I got my shot in September. I have to tell you, with the COVID wave, knock on wood, I haven't gotten COVID. But also, my family hasn't either, and they didn't get the bivalent. So I don't know if it's because it just didn't get into our area, or is it because we've had COVID enough times now and enough vaccines that it, you know, says, you know what, nothing to see here, we're going to move on to the next household. So I can't say for sure how long the immunity lasts with the new vaccine, but 4 to 6 months is the consensus. Just be careful with that New England Journal of Medicine article because it only looked at it, at, I guess, from the four-week standpoint. And so if they extended the trial longer, it could have been longer. So that is something. Now, does that mean, you know, everybody should be getting a shot every 4 to 6 months? I'm mixed on that. And I'm mixed on that because we have some side effects with these. And I don't want to be the one to tell you to, you know, get a vaccine every 4 months and then, God forbid, something happens. It's rare that something could happen. More common for you to get COVID, but I'm just a little nervous, which is why I don't want to mandate it. I would never mandate it. I think it's my choice. One of you had asked, are vaccinated people getting COVID and are they getting COVID worse? All I could say is everybody that I have seen that has come up positive for COVID has been vaccinated at some point, because remember, we have the mandate. And so have I had any severe COVID cases in vaccinated people? Absolutely. Have I had any unvaccinated people have severe COVID? Yes. But there's not a lot of them out there. And keep in mind, if you have not been vaccinated and you have been on this earth the last 3 years, there's a good chance that you've already been exposed at some point. So here we are with this, you know, new variant. And this XBB 1.5 is now making, I think we're at about maybe 20% of the national cases, but it's up to like 75% of the cases in New York and back east. I am not seeing a lot of severity. Maybe it's because we have a lot of vaccine immunity, or which we call artificial immunity, and natural immunity from people having it. But as I said, the big problem that I'm having is, why are people dying in China? Why are we hearing and seeing bodies burned on the streets and crematoriums overwhelmed? So that concerns me. So as we're seeing COVID make, again, its waves, and our data is limited because not everybody is testing for COVID, or when they do test at home, many of the tests are showing up negative because these are rapid tests that were designed originally for the three-year-old one, so I don't know if these tests are being updated. All I know is the average person that tells me they have COVID said they tested negative at home first. But Japan just had another 95,000 cases. We don't have a lot of numbers from a lot of countries because they've started to slow down. Hong Kong had another 11,000 cases. Taiwan, I think 17,000. South Korea, 19,000 cases. So we think what they're battling with is this XBB 1.5. But the latest data is showing that the cases, rather than being about 41% of the U.S., is now down to 18.3%. So maybe it's not that variant. Maybe we're still looking at the other BQ variants. You know, so I can't answer that question. Should you get your vaccine every 4 to 6 months? All I could say is the CDC is recommending it. and the CDC feels that protects you the most. I have to say, I am happy that I haven't gotten this latest COVID. My last COVID was this summer, this last summer, in June. I think June or July. That, and it stunk. And the my previous COVID infection was last January. I don't want COVID again. So that's why I got the bivalent vaccine. But if the immunity lasts 4 to 6 months, that means you might have to get 3 shots a year. For some people, that's a deal killer. No way, not going to do it. For others, they're like, no, not the biggest deal. I could go in every few months and get a shot. I wish I could guide you guys more. It's one of those things where I think they do offer protection. I just don't know if what side effects could happen if we do have multiple injections of it. I don't think we have enough data. We know that the clinical trials offered the safety data, which we have published, in terms of myocarditis, pericarditis. Well, actually, a lot of those came after. The myocarditis, pericarditis, cardiac arrest, blood clots, nausea, vomiting, arm pain, breast pain, fatigue, myalgias, anaphylaxis. All those are already listed on the FDA fact sheet. They're already listed on the CDC website. But I don't have enough data on getting repeated injections. Now, I got a repeated injection, right? I got my first two, and I got my bivalent, and so far so good. And if I feel like I need to get another one, I will get another one. I just can't say that for you because I'm not your doctor. This has to be between you and your doctor. They know your heart status. They know what happened to you with the last vaccine as much as they can if you had an issue. But I do get a little nervous having to put so many injections into a human. It is a little nerve-wracking. And what we need, what you need, what I need, is a study saying, look, those people who had their first vaccines, had natural immunity, or just had natural immunity from this, are doing just as well as those that are getting boosters every 4 to 6 months. And then that'll allow you to make an educated decision. It's not going to help the pharmaceutical companies if that data comes out, because people will say, well, look, just, you know, I've been exposed, so I'm good. Here's the problem. I don't want anybody getting exposed on purpose. Seeing people still in the hospital with COVID scares me. So I don't want, if you don't think you have natural immunity, I don't want you getting it on purpose. I'd rather you get the vaccine. I don't trust China. And I trust Pfizer and Moderna over China. So, sorry I can't give you a 100% answer, but all I could say is the immunity is supposed to last around 4 to 6 months, which would require 2 to 3 shots a year. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So finally, the House of Representatives can move forward as GOP leader McCarthy finally won on the 15th vote. He had 14 failed ballots, one on the 15th, and I think he could only lose 4 votes, but he ended up having 6 people that voted against him, but it had to have been the majority, so I'm wondering, and I don't have the final numbers, I'm wondering if maybe a few people didn't show up the 15th time around, so then he was able to win, because even with the 6 that voted present, there were 6 of the of the senator or the congresspeople that voted present. Present meaning they didn't give a name, but they said, well, they were there. It's a, like a, it's a, yeah, we're here, but we're not necessarily voting for McCarthy. So it was a very tumultuous week, and it was exhausting. But I get that's kind of what politicians do. So a bunch of conservatives did flip, and the ones who didn't were Andy Biggs from Arizona, Lauren Boebert from Colorado, Eli Crane from Arizona, Matt Gaetz from Florida, Bob Good from Virginia, and Matt Rosendale, Montana. No conservatives voted for another candidate during the 15th vote. And again, if they all wanted Jim Jordan, that's one thing, but Jim Jordan didn't want to do it. So why force, so anyway, I get McCarthy's not very popular. A lot of people might not like him. But if Congress needs to move forward, they had to vote somebody. And if he was the majority winner, put him in and get to work. They have a lot of work to do. One such thing they want to get to work on is the 87,000 new IRS agents. They're going to vote on a bill Monday night to cut more than $70 billion in Internal Revenue Service funding because they want to prevent the agency from conducting new audits on Americans. The Family and Small Business Taxpayer Protection Act from Representatives Adrian Smith and Michelle Steele will roll back the billions of dollars of funding for the IRS that was approved in the Inflation Reduction Act last year. Smith's bill leaves in place funding for customer service and improvements to IT services, but rescinds several categories of unobligated funding, including money that could be used to conduct any new audits on Americans. In total, it would claw back $72 billion of the funding Congress approved for the IRS last year. So the Inflation Reduction Act gave the IRS $80 billion over a 10-year period. More than half of those funds were aimed at helping the agency crack down on tax evasion. Now, where I'm a little mixed on this, being a taxpayer and a business owner, is if the government needs money so badly that they want to crack down on tax evasion, then don't you think they would want the student loan money coming in? I mean, I get it. The government needs money. People are not paying their bills. People are not paying the taxes they should. And I have a problem with that. When I heard that only 50% of this country pays taxes, and I've been paying a poop load of taxes my whole life, that kind of sucks. If 50% doesn't. So I get that the government's like, look, we need people to pay their dues. I paid my student loans. I paid my taxes. But apparently, they really need money from a tax standpoint, but they don't need the trillions in student loans. I'm confused. And mind you, I want my students helped out. I think it's ridiculous for them to go to medical school and have to owe $500,000. But then that's the school's fault. The school shouldn't be charging that much. No explanation for it to cost that much. So, just a little ironic. All right. The Treasury Department estimated that $80 billion would be used to hire 87,000 auditors and other new staff. Well, if they already have hundreds of thousands of staff, why aren't those staff doing their job? Look, I know how government works. You don't get fired. When you get a government job, you don't get fired. So when I hear that these agencies need more money, they need more money, does anybody walk into that agency and go, what is that person doing over there playing solitaire, right? That person's on the phone. I mean, if there's, what are the auditors already doing? Unless we really have a problem where where nobody's paying their taxes. I don't know. But don't they have staff? And why aren't the staff then doing their jobs? Why do we have to have 87,000 more? It does make you wonder. So The Republicans say the last thing the American people need right now are more audits from out-of-control bloated IRS. The Inflation Act funding for IRS would lead to the hiring of 87,000 new IRS employees tasked with raising enough revenue to pay for Democrats' Green New Deal priorities. Unacceptable. So they will protect customer service and IT improvements, but cut on the auditors. So, you know, there's other things that, it sounds like they are going to move on. There's the border is also going to be a huge contentious topic, but they're going to work to obviously help secure the border. There's going to be other issues on the docket. But first, we're going to see an ethics complaint for Republican George Santos, who allegedly lied about his degree, his work history, his religion. And when people say, well, you know, they all lie and politicians lie, and as I've said before, you know, if you do oust him, you're probably going to have to oust everybody else. It is a problem because it's fraudulent if you received money under false pretenses. So the nonprofit Campaign Legal Center accused the New York Republican of illegally using campaign donations for personal expenses. They say they use his campaign funds to pay rent, concealed the origins of $700,000 that he said he loaned to his campaign. And much of his expenditures were $199.99, one penny below the $200 threshold where itemized receipts are required by the FEC. That's right. So I think when you donate to a candidate, if you donate $199.99, it won't get noticed. But once it's $200, it'll be in writing somewhere. So in 2022, Santos said he loaned his campaign $700,000 from his personal riches. Well, if he didn't go to college and he didn't have his degrees where he said he did and he didn't work where he said he worked, then where did he get the $700,000? So, and I do think there's going to be an ethical issue of people donating, say, wait, I donated to him because I thought he was X, Y, and Z. If he's not, can I get my money back? And that, not sure about campaign finance laws with that. So back in 2020, he only had $55,000 to his name. He claims he earned millions of dollars in 2021 and 2022 from a consulting business he had that he started in May 2021, DeVolder Organization LLC. I don't know much about this, but really, if you can make that good of money, why would you run for office? I mean, if you made that good of money this last year, don't you think you'd kind of keep that up a little bit? So we'll see what happens, but it's frustrating because we just don't need any more lack of faith. We don't need any more of these shenanigans that sadly these politicians do. And it's BS. It's BS what he did. I don't think it's fair. And, you know, this is why I'm not a big fan of donating to political candidates. I've done so. But it's, I'd rather put the money towards our homeless vets. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.